Reno City Council members are voicing frustration at a lack of progress on the issue of affordable housing. Our contributor Bob Conrad covered their last meeting, so I have him here today to talk through this issue. Bob, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, can you just explain how significant the issue of affordable housing is right now for Reno?
Some people are calling it a crisis, so I would say it's a very significant issue. Essentially, what the problem is that rents have gone up significantly in the last 11 years, and the ability for people to pay those rents has gone down. So we have this kind of a perfect storm of lack of affordability, both in decreasing wages over time and increasing rents, and of course the price of homes, if you're buying new, has gone up significantly as well.
What people are expected to be most impacted by this concern?
So the average working folks in Reno are being hit hard by this because wages, as I mentioned, have gone down over time. From 2007 to 2017, wages have gone down. The average household income in the Reno area has gone down by a few thousand dollars. With that, the rents have gone up. So you're looking at an average monthly rent of about $850 in 2007 to $1,100 or more now. And on top of that, there's not a lot of supply. So the demand is really high. The money isn't penciling out for a lot of folks. And basically, it just means that people are getting hit really hard by this issue. And seniors have also been hit particularly hard. And, you know, they're on fixed income. So when, you know, the price of a house goes up, whether renting or in a mortgage, that hits them particularly hard.
And Bob, you reported on the most recent Reno City Council meeting. What is being done so far by the council and what priorities have they identified?
So essentially the discussion that happened at the last meeting was basically focus on what the city should be doing. And there was a lot of talk about that, but no real direction. The assistant city manager, Bill Thomas, essentially asked the city council for direction on four particular issues. And I think one was weekly motels that he thought that the city should address. But the subsequent discussion really provided no direction to staff other than at the end of the day, they said, well, we're going to give you the authority to go forward with a plan. So there was criticism even amongst council members basically saying, you know, we're spending a lot of time talking about this, but not much is getting done. And that's kind of what really happened at that meeting.
Who were the councilors who were maybe more critical of the situation?
So every council person has something to say and you know, is concerned about this issue. But what needs to be done right now seems to be somewhat elusive. Nobody's quite sure on where they should proceed or where the city should proceed. So Neoma Jardin, you know, she recently went out of state to visit some potential solutions in the Northwest, such as tiny homes. So she said, until we can do better, we need to do something. And she was pretty adamant about acting now. Councilman Paul McKenzie, same kind of thing. He just said he's very concerned that they sit up there and talk about the issue. But again, not a lot seems to be getting done. Of course, the city is doing a lot. They fund the homeless shelter. They're looking for a permanent overflow shelter and things like that. But I really think that city staff was looking for more specific direction, and I don't think they got it.
Assistant Manager Bill Thomas gave a helpful presentation. What were some of the ideas and recommendations he made?
Right. So essentially, he said weekly motels could be an area they could really focus on. He says they really need to address the issue. Weekly motels are not set up or not meant to be permanent residents. And what happens is when you do have people essentially living in these weeklies, they become unsanitary. And a lot of the weekly motels get hit with code violations and things like that. So that was one area, addressing the issue of affordability, tiny homes, possible rent control. Is that even legally viable in this area? Those are just some of the ideas that were mentioned during this discussion.
Bob Conrad of ThisIsReno.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.